I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And you know, Miss Nene, a couple weeks ago, we did something with egg whites, but we're still kind of in the egg mode here. It is, I guess, one of the reasons eggs are wonderful to do so many things with. And then it's also getting close to Easter.
Yes.
And I don't know, I always think of eggs. And I think actually a lot of times eggs go on sale a bit
they
around
do,
Easter
yes.
time too.
And eggs are not as expensive now as they were last year. The prices really went up and then they started coming down again. So it's such a perfect food. An egg is, in my mind, is a perfect food.
It is.
It becomes an entree and a garnish and just so good for you.
Yeah, it can be sweet. It can be savory. You can chop it up and use
and
all kinds of
so
things.
Many ways.
Or you could just eat it out of your hand as a snack.
And how are we going to do that? Are we going to eat a raw egg?
No, that is not recommended at all. At all. So I thought we'd talk about hard-cooked eggs, not hard-boiled eggs, eggs. And I want to include a recipe for deviled eggs because deviled eggs are a favorite of a lot of people.
I enjoy deviled eggs.
You know, you go to a buffet somewhere and the deviled eggs, if they're out there, will just disappear before almost everything. So I wanted to include that. But I also was sort of motivated because, you know, we've talked about in the past how people may put recipes out there, put information out there, and
it's not always valuable information.
That's right. And so I have this site that I use a lot because they have such great ideas. And the title that today or that day was How Long to Cook Hard-Boiled Eggs.
Okay.
Well, so I'm thinking, we still call them hard-boiled eggs, although we should never boil eggs.
Why is that?
Well, they get tough.
Yes, they do. And they're not
and
very
palatable.
And they turn
green sometimes and all that sort of stuff. But when I went to that site that I was going to depend on, it really was. This is how long you boil eggs. Now I'm wondering, what else do they have on their site that's not credible? So it pays to have some good information. And maybe look around. You know, you've mentioned how various places, various books, various will give you different choices.
Correct.
And sometimes it's hard to decide which one. But I still think it's worthwhile to look around if it's something new to you. So And I guess the other motivation is that my sister actually sent me an email and said, tell me the best way to make hard-cooked eggs. And so I sent her back my favorite way to do that.
And how is that?
Well, I like it because it doesn't take a lot of attention initially.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And lots of people give you this same information, and that is to place eggs in a single layer in the saucepan and add enough cold water to cover the eggs about an inch.
Okay.
And then you bring them to a boil.
Yes.
And then you just take them off the heat, put the lid on, and wait.
And how long do you wait?
Well, for a hard-cooked egg, about 15 minutes will do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happens?
Well, then the next step, and people go, now I got to peel those eggs. And sometimes that's not very easy to do.
Can be tricky.
But you know that the best thing to do is to use eggs that aren't the freshest egg.
Exactly.
And because they'll peel easier. Another thing to do when you take that, I sort of skipped this step before the peeling, when you take them off the heat, the next thing to do is to put them in ice water or at least cold running water to cool them.
It's a shocker for
them. It is. Mm-hmm. And if we don't, they're going to keep on cooking.
Exactly.
So we need to stop the cooking, and it also will help in the peeling. And then a lot of times what I do is I just take that pan after, you know, they've cooled, and I just shake the heck out of them.
Oh, good idea. Good idea. That cracks them pretty well.
Cracks them open. Mm-hmm. I've also seen, you know, if you don't want to do the whole pan, put one in a glass with maybe just a little bit of water and shake it up really well, and that'll crack it. You want to get that shell all cracked up. And
less messy in a way.
Yes.
Doing it that way.
Yes. And then start peeling from the bigger end. That's a little air sac there.
Okay.
And so that will, you'll help you get started peeling them easier.
You won't peel the white along with the shell that way?
That little skin coat on the inside should come off, but hopefully none of the other white does.
Yes.
And if you're still having a problem with it, peel them under running water. Sometimes that also helps if you're
cool running water.
Yeah,
okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So then, we'll get to the deviled egg here in a minute, but if you, for let's say you ran out of time and now you have all these hard-cooked eggs, and what are you going to do with them? Well, you can, if you already have them peeled, put them in a bowl of water, cover them with water, put them in the refrigerator, and they will keep up to a week.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Because we don't necessarily always want to use those hard-cooked eggs at once.
Yeah.
And might as well cook up more than what you need. And I think they're wonderful snacks. Just not deviled. Just eat a hard-cooked egg.
Just eat a hard-cooked egg. Now, if you leave them in the shell after they're hard-cooked eggs, again, put them in the fridge and they'll keep for a week.
Yes.
One thing you may notice, if you leave them in the shell like that, you open the door the first couple times, you may smell this kind of strange odor. And there's nothing wrong. It's the process of that odor from the egg. Nothing wrong, and it'll go away. So it smells a little bit like spoiled eggs. They're not.
Almost a sulfur smell.
So they're fine.
Very benign.
Yes, very fine. And also, you might, if you had, say, a dozen of them, you could store them in the carton that they came in.
Sure.
You know, you go, what am I going to do with these if they're still in the shell? Otherwise, they're going to be in the water.
Have you ever done that and think that you were getting out an egg to crack and with it that would be liquid?
A fresh egg.
Oh, yes. There's,
whoops,
oh, my,
yes.
No. That's
you
wrong.
Might want to mark them if
exactly.
you have some of each in there. And now something I haven't tried, that this was a hint from somebody who writes a column all the time. She says, before you cook the eggs, to set the egg carton on its side in the refrigerator a day before you plan to cook the eggs.
Hmm.
And for some reason, it centers the yolks a little more. So next time I'm going to try that.
Oh, okay. Yes, you'll have to report back.
Yes, and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's move on to the deviled eggs because, okay, now we've got them peeled. What do we do next? Of course, we cut them in half lengthwise. And we need to get the yolk out of the middle because that's going to make the deviled part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to somehow smash that up.
And this is where oftentimes children come into the mix because yolks can go into a small baggie. Then close the baggie. The child can knead that yolk and make it flat, and so it doesn't hold its shape anymore. Add the extra ingredients that will go into making the deviled eggs. Just open the bag and put that in, and again, close it up and allow the children to use their hands to knead that mixture together. It just is so much mess free, and it allows the kids to have fun.
You bet. And a couple things, before you close the bag, try to get most of the air out. Just lay it on the counter and kind of,
otherwise, the bag might pop
right,
and you'll have egg all over.
And then the extra positive thing about that, I think, is you can, after that's all mashed up, you can cut a little hole in the corner, kitty corner across the corner, and then you can just squeeze it right into the egg white.
Becomes its own pastry bag, so
bet.
To speak.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Another little hint on the white part of it, you know, you've got them sitting there waiting for the yummy filling to go in. If they're kind of tipping, maybe actually before you slice them open, if you'd slice just a teeny little piece off the each side.
Sure. It'll lie flatter.
It'll sit still for you. So it might be, now some people have special little plates and that'll help them.
Mm-hmm.
You have one of those?
I do. And it was, I know it was my mom's and it could have been my grandmother's. And so, yes, it's in our china closet. Does it ever get used? It probably has once in my lifetime since I've had it.
Before Easter now, you need to make deviled eggs because your daughter likes deviled eggs.
Yes, she does, but Grandma likes them too.
All right.
And so it's Grandma and Miss Nene and our daughter, the three of us. And so Grandma is always wonderful to make deviled eggs for us.
So you don't have to do that.
Yes.
She does it for you, and I'm sure she has a recipe that you really like. And on the web, we will put a basic deviled egg recipe. And it's kind of like I remember my mom making. And, you know, this is one of those things I don't do a lot of measuring. But until you've made it, you know, some mayonnaise and the sweet pickle juice right out of the pickle jar.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that, you can do some vinegar and some sugar to sweeten them up. A little regular yellow mustard. Now, many recipes will call for the Dijon mustard, and that's good, too. But just plain old yellow mustard is great, too. And a little salt, a little pepper if you want. Mix that all up, and that's the basis. And if you want to get fancy, you can add a lot more things. But that's the basic deviled egg.
I think that's very, very good basic deviled egg recipe. And if you want that recipe, either call us at KJAN, and we'll be happy to send that recipe to you, or go to our website at KJAN.com, click on programs, Click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVonne and Miss Nene, and the recipe for deviled eggs will be there, along with a picture, I'm sure, that LaVonne will have up there after she has been creatively making the deviled eggs. And remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.